My brothers and my sisters, I am here with you on today to give you a message of hope, of living beyond yourself. I want us to talk today on the subject of wisdom, and not just wisdom, but divine wisdom. Because we must know, the Bible even says that in all of your getting to get an understanding, because we want to make sure that we understand even the times that we are going through, because it is very much so possible that we can be dealing with spiritual battles and we not even be aware of it. My brothers and my sisters, I am definitely concerned and I am confident in the fact that it is now time. No better time is a better time than now for us to stand up and for us to seek God's face in times like this. Each and every one of us are dealing with our own situation, our own debt challenges, but now is the time that we must be able to take a stand and to call out what is our issues. My brothers and my sisters, and the best way to do that is to seek God's face, seek His word, seek the wisdom of God. Tell God exactly what you need, and I believe that He will do just that. So today we're going to talk on living beyond ourselves and tapping into divine wisdom. We are going to tap into today the power of divine wisdom. And when I think of divine wisdom, no one better comes to mind than Solomon in the Bible. My brothers and my sisters, you will come to find that the more that we travel throughout this world, the more that we travel throughout our lives, you will find that the world is searching for wisdom. The world is searching for understanding. And most of all, the world is searching for discernment. Many people do not realize that this intrinsic desire is present in their lives. A lot of people spend their entire lives searching for something that they cannot even explain, much less experience. The evidence surrounds us in the forms of cults and cult-like followings of celebrities, abuse of drugs, and the pursuit of fame and fortune. And we sometimes think of knowledge and wisdom as interchangeable terms, but you must understand that wisdom is different than knowledge. The presence of knowledge does not ensure the presence of wisdom. Wisdom, in fact, is the application of knowledge. I'm going to say that again. The presence of knowledge does not ensure the presence of wisdom, because wisdom is the application of knowledge. So how can me and you, how can we gain wisdom? Well, what can we learn from King Solomon? Number one, you have to come to find that something that a lot of us lack in, even myself, is that we always are asking God for things. We always ask God for things. But Solomon was smart. Solomon asked for wisdom. Solomon asked for wisdom. And you can find this scripture in 1 Kings chapter 3. And you'll find where Solomon asks for wisdom in 1 Kings chapter 3. And you'll understand that by God's promises, the kingship of Israel passed to David and to Bathsheba's son Solomon. After David sinned with Bathsheba, the Lord rendered judgment by the death of the baby. But you'll find that later the Lord displayed His grace by allowing Bathsheba to become the mother of the next king. And Solomon began his kingship by humbling himself before the Lord. My brothers and my sisters, that is a word for you. We must humble ourselves before the Lord. You'll come to find in verse 6 of this scripture that Solomon recognized the Lord's goodness and His faithfulness to His people. And you'll also come to find that Solomon, as I said, Solomon humbled himself before the Lord. The Lord told Solomon to ask for whatever he desired, and the Lord promised to give Solomon whatever he asked. And in a display of wisdom, Solomon asked for wisdom to rule over God's people. Did you catch that? God gave Solomon a promise that he would give him whatever he asked, and in return, Solomon asked for wisdom. And you'll come to find that the Lord, in fact, was pleased with Solomon's request. The Lord promised to bless Solomon and his people because of what Solomon asked for. He promised to give Solomon those things that he had not asked for. He promised him riches, honor, and fame. So not only did Solomon ask for wisdom, but now we're going to look into the example of Solomon's wisdom, because Solomon knew that it was going to take something more. And he knew that anytime God gives you something, that God will in fact test you with it. And this is better found in 1 Kings chapter 3. But if you look at verses, I believe it's 16 through 28, you'll find where two harlots, or two prostitutes rather, appeared before Solomon with a dispute over a baby boy. They each laid claim to the baby boy, and under the Lord's leadership, Solomon asked for a sword, and he said that I will cut the child in half, and to each of you will I give half of the baby. But Solomon in his wisdom had a plan, and sure enough, the mother of the child spoke up quickly, asking for the boy to be given to the other woman. And from this act of compassion, Solomon determined that she was the true mother of the boy, and he awarded her custody of the baby boy. And you'll come to find that throughout the rest of the scripture that Solomon was praised for his wisdom, and this is the primary illustration of wisdom in our kingship. Because my brothers and my sisters, we are, the Bible said that Jesus Christ is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. So if he is the King of Kings, who is the kings? That is myself. Who is the Lords? That is ourselves. We have to understand that Solomon had a well amount of wisdom, and Solomon's wisdom, his riches, and his knowledge became well known. The Lord kept his promises and richly blessed Solomon and his people. Solomon's wisdom was superior to any other person in the world then or now. And I'm telling you, you can find this over and over again throughout the scripture. You can find this in Kings 4, 29 through 35. But you'll also come to find that even when the Queen of Sheba visited Solomon to see if all she had heard was true, she said that what she had heard was not half of what Solomon had possessed. My God, my God. And you can find that over in 1 Kings 10. And you'll find that when she came, she heard that he had done great things. She heard that he had great things. But then when she went over, she came to find that he had had even more than what she had even heard about. My brothers, you'll have to come to find that Solomon, with his wisdom, and many of us have wisdom, but what Solomon had to find is that Solomon's unwise choices had consequences. Unwise choices have consequences, and you can find this in 1 Kings 11, and that book will tell you all about it, because the Lord blessed Simon beyond imagination, but he still strayed from the Lord's direction. My God, how many of us do that? We get just what we want from God and still stray away. My God, my God. You'll come to find that the Lord warned him not to marry women from other country or religions, because they would draw him away from the Lord. But you'll come to find that with Solomon, he had a downfall, and his downfall were women. Solomon's downfall were women, and he built altars to their gods to keep them happy. He even joined in the worship of these gods. Let me tell you something. Anytime the Lord warns you of something, you are in a bad situation when you do not listen. You'll have to come to find with yourself, just as Solomon, that poor decisions anger God. And Solomon had turned from the Lord. And as a result, the Lord would remove the kingdom from Solomon's son. His promise of keeping the kingdom in his family was conditional. Solomon forced the Lord to bring punishment on his very own people. My brothers and my sisters, we have to be careful because many of us have children and we have to understand that we want to birth generational blessings rather than generational curses. So you have to understand that sometimes some of the blessings for your children are predicated on how you are living now. My brothers and my sisters, we have to understand that Solomon was granted divine wisdom. You'll find this over in Ecclesiastes chapter 12, that Solomon was granted divine wisdom, and he diverted from the way of God and tried to gain pleasure and joy from the world. He tried it all, but he concluded that where he started was the best way. Let me tell you something, that the message of Ecclesiastes is an overview of all the worldly endeavors that Solomon attempted as substitutes for true wisdom and joy. He concluded that all of these were in vain. Before his life on earth ended, Solomon encouraged all of us to stay the course with the Lord. True wisdom, joy, and discernment comes from him and him only. So my brothers and my sisters, I need you to truly understand that in order for us to get where what we want, we must not seek the materialistic things. We must not seek just to get by, but we must seek the Lord's wisdom on what is God saying in this season? What is God saying in this time? My brothers and my sisters, believe me, God wants you to live beyond yourself. God wants you to live beyond yourself. God did not mean for any of us to live in the current situation. He said that he is kings of kings and Lord of lords. This means the Bible tells us that we are seated in heavenly places, that we are spiritual beings living a natural experience and not natural people in a spiritual environment. But God has declared and decreed that we are definitely more than what we have become, and it is time for us to seek God's wisdom, to take up the mantle and be what it is that God wants us to be, not be what we want to be, but to truly see what is it that God is saying. Lord, what is it that you want for me? What is it that you not only want for me, but what is it that you want for my neighbor? What is it that you want for my brother or my sister? We have to stop having a self-centered relationship with God. We are to have an open relationship, that it is for everyone, that the wisdom of God is not only for you, but it is for everyone, that God would not give you a gift only for you, but he gives you that gift to spread it to others. So in conclusion, my brothers and my sisters, I want you to understand what Solomon is telling us. And Solomon is telling us to not waste our time on worldly pursuits, because the world will not and cannot satisfy our longings for worth. The world cannot satisfy our longings for joy. It cannot satisfy the longing for wisdom, and it cannot satisfy the longing for knowledge. The Lord is the answer to our longings and our needs. So let's learn. Let us learn from Solomon's mistakes. He kept nothing from himself. He tried everything the world had to offer, but realized that God has everything to offer. My brothers and my sisters, the world may let you down, but God will never displease you. My brothers and my sisters, as I always tell you, I'm going to leave you with this, but seek wisdom above all else. Seek wisdom, my brothers and my sisters. I tell you this, and I want you to know it, that I say this at the end of every one of my messages, and I mean it. I mean it, I mean it, and I mean it more each and every day. So I mean this more now than I did when I spoke with you last time. And that is this, that the will of God will never take you where the grace of God cannot keep you. So my brothers and my sisters, be blessed. Seek God's wisdom. Don't worry about the things of the world. Seek God's wisdom, and His grace and His will will follow you.